Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Lawrence, what were you just taking pictures of?
I've lost Lawrence Holmes' attention because Balloon Man is doing his thing.
That's what I'm
Balloon
talking
Man,
about.
He just made a bull at a hat. He's giving Lawrence the two thumbs up.
Got the bull horn.
Oh, dude, Lawrence is...
If he makes me one, I'll wear it.
Come on, bucko. Don't you want a balloon?
If you make him a bicycle, he will... He's wanted that forever.
Make me a bicycle.
That's perfect.
Wow. I just want a bicycle!
Why are you yelling at me?
Whatever, make me a bicycle, clown!
Yeah, right, Tanny!
One more thing before we get to the bear stuff.
Are you trying to steal my bit? I look over, in between breaks, you're taking pictures with the balloon guy.
Well, Dave Fleming, juggledave.net is his website. We have mutual friends, Lawrence. When you work in the entertainment industry in this town for as long as I have, we end up talking, and I know a couple magicians that he knows.
What are you hassling me for? This is just a gig. It's not my life. I don't know who Bozo is. What, is he a clown?
What, are you kidding me?
Well, what is he?
Yes, he's a clown.
All right, so what's the big deal? There's millions of clowns. You're living in the past, man. You hung up on some clown from the 60s, man.
And I believe Dave is going to be making you a little something at some point during this hour.
Is it a bicycle? Oh, that would be great.
I'm on it, man.
All right, let's see.
I'm on it. Our balloon man, Balloon Dave, is just, he's unable to deliver a bicycle. He's busy.
Very busy.
Let's let him talk with the people that don't get paid to be here.
There's like 40 people in line to get a bike, to get a clown to make up a bicycle.
You know who I am? In the field of local live home entertainment. Oh, my God!
Get in your mouse and get out of here.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. I did get my bicycle, by the way. Clown made me a bicycle, and I was very happy.
He had made it for you right after I asked him, and it was just sitting there. I didn't know.
It was a one balloon.
And just one balloon will blow you away.
It was a one balloon bicycle, but a bicycle was made.
It looked kind of like a motorcycle. I mean, is it enough like a bicycle? Did it scratch that clown making bicycle itch?
No, I asked the clown to make me a bicycle, and he did. The bicycle's been made. The circle has been squared. All is right in the universe.
Incredible.
I believe that is the case. This is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We're here with you until 6 o'clock. Alex is here. Tanny is here. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Hello.
Later on, he's going to explain poker to us.
Oh, dude, I'm going to explain how you cheat at poker the way that Chauncey Billups and his pals were doing.
Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier have been arrested as part of a gambling investigation.
Wow.
It is it is rocking the NBA right now on the dawn of their season. They are in the midst of a scandal that the league had said was no scandal. So now we have to get to the fact finding that's going on here, and there's Damon Jones and his involvement in what people are concerned about him having impacts on games and gambling, because he had worked as a trainer. Reportedly, he had worked as a trainer for LeBron James, and reportedly, he was giving information about LeBron's availability away.
That seems useful.
Very.
LeBron's availability as an item, as a data point. Is it data or data? I don't know.
Whichever one you like. I like the one from Star Trek.
So, I mean, like, I was swimming in NBA goodness yesterday and last night. And then to have this crop up today is dominating all NBA conversation, I think, will for the foreseeable time, don't you think?
As it should, because now it has to, there's an integrity issue at play here. One of your head coaches got arrested last night.
It's a head coach, man. It's a head coach.
The Portland Trailblazers, by the way, are not allowing for any sort of media.
What do you mean? Like, it's daily. They need to have media availability today.
Yeah, they shut it down for today.
Who's their acting coach?
Tiago Splitter is, I believe, now their acting head coach.
I thought maybe Phil Hellmuth would step in as their acting coach.
Not Phil.
Ivey? Maybe Phil Ivey?
Maybe Phil Ivey. He's out doing Tiger Woods stuff because he looks just like him to me.
It really does.
That pressure thing is nothing to me, man. I do the best I can and let the chips fall where they may. You know that about me by now.
Chauncey.
Chauncey,
that was a... That's a terrible... There's a terrible choice of words. A terrible choice of words by Chauncey Billups.
Maybe it meant like Tostitos or something, or corn chips.
I don't know. I know that he's in trouble.
Oh, my God. Danny, you know that people are going to be scrubbing Chauncey Billups postgame like, well, it's kind of like when you have a full house and you're sure you got the best hand, but then somebody's got four aces. You can't see that coming unless you're at one of those funky games. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, that's what the end of the NBA game felt.
You're nailing it. I would love to go back and forth with these references, but I just don't know them.
You don't need to. But chips fall where they may is pretty good.
Here's some language from the indictment on Damon Jones. The defendant, this is obtained by the New York Times.
Man.
Quote, the defendant Damon Jones was a former NBA player and assistant coach. Jones played in the NBA from approximately 1998 through 2008, including as a member of the Cavaliers from approximately 2005 through 2008. Jones was an assistant coach on the Cavaliers from approximately 2014 through 2018. Jones was also an unofficial assistant coach of the Los Angeles Lakers during the 2022-2023 season. During many of those years, Jones was a teammate or coach of a prominent NBA player, who is regarded as, who is named as player number three in the indictment, an individual whose identity is known to the grand jury. Most people suspect that that player is LeBron James.
Wow. So if player number three is LeBron James and is known to the grand jury, he may never get charged, but anything surrounding him could lead to the biggest money aspects of this. And he may get charged. It's conceivable that it does come to his doorstep.
And then there's player number four, who's also mentioned in this, who is allegedly Anthony Davis.
Wow.
So, I mean, this is the highest
levels of the sport.
Yes, this is a huge story. Now, there's a lot to try and sift through here. There's whether or not you believe this particular version of the FBI to be upstanding. And there are a lot of people who have questions about that. I would also say that there, even if you don't like the head of the FBI, there are a lot of really solid FBI field agents that were a part of this sting. The other thing is trying to separate how much of this is about integrity of the league, how much of this is about sports betting overall, how much of this is about what were the rigged poker games that were going on that Speaks is going to speak into in much more depth later on in the show.
Yeah, but the other stuff is bigger. I mean, the poker stuff hits me viscerally, and we'll get to it. But like the FBI stuff and just the enormity of the pie, the enormity of the money is why this is happening. Because if there is an enormous amount of money which is getting, sifted through these various filters and organized crime is involved and the players and the league might be involved, then we have a government that wants a piece of that. and it wants to make sure that regulation is taking place in the correct way.
The organized crime aspect of it, too, and that I'm glad that you mentioned that, because that's a part of this, too. That's why this is a RICO case, and it's going to be more from the story that was written by the Times. Jones's co-defendants allegedly paid him $2,500 for information through an intermediary and then placed multiple bets against the Lakers, including one for $100,000. Davis was later listed as probable due to an ankle injury and played in the game. He finished with 27 points, 15 rebounds, and 5 assists. So imagine that. You get this information from him, and you bet against the Lakers, and then Anthony Davis plays, and he plays outstandingly, and you're going, hey, man, you gave me some bad information.
Yeah.
There's also the idea of all of this stuff maybe being connected to all sorts of other things inside of the NBA. It is a black eye for the NBA, and Adam Silver has got a lot of explaining to do.
It's too bad, because our day yesterday was so enjoyable. Like, prepping for the Arturis Karnišovas conversation got me interested, just like intellectually, in the Bulls year. The interview itself actually got me a little bit invested.
Sure.
Emotionally and intellectually in the Bulls year. And then that game got me a little invigorated for the season. You know what I mean? Like, it all kind of came together a little bit. And by the end of that game, and really by the end of the first quarter when they were up 16 and Billy Donovan had led them out like storming and playing their style, I was like, wow, I get what they're going for, and they should be a watchable and interesting team, potentially on the rise. Like, I don't like how they got here necessarily, and they're probably likely to be a play-in team, but they have a real chance to slip into the top six in a weak Eastern Conference. And I was like, they actually got a shot. I find them watchable and interesting. By the middle of that game, really, I was feeling kind of invigorated for a basketball season. And we'll have time to feel that, and we'll see if those vibes continue. But now the whole league has a pall cast over it with this thing where you find yourself having to wonder what's real and what's fake. And that's a really ugly place for a league to find itself.
Yes, this is the danger, the inherent danger of the connection of gambling and sports. With the leagues, and that's an important distinction to make too, when the leagues decided that they were going to be okay with this, and not just be okay with it, but profit from it, this was one of the fears. When there were arrests last year, when there were people checking out what the Porter brothers were doing last year, Everyone was kind of like, when we had with the Lions in the NFL, guys not understanding that they couldn't make wagers on college football while they were on campus there in Allen Park? Is that where they are in Michigan? Well, at the Detroit Lions facility, they can't bet on college football because there are gambling sites there. A Cubs player can't gamble on the NFL while they're at Wrigley Field because there is a gambling kiosk there. These were the worries, and a lot of them were dismissed. And the commissioner of the NBA did a big dismissal of this. And the fact that the investigation that the NBA had when they probed into this exonerated, or they didn't find any wrongdoing.
Yeah, they're in trouble because of that. And yes, Adam Silver is in a lot of trouble because of that, because the perception and the feel is that they tried to sweep it under the rug and the government had to come in and clean up their sweepings.
Yes, and we can have a longer discussion about that part of it too, because you want to make sure that all of the... Is there an agenda, or is this just the agenda is legality? Those are all fair questions to ask. We'll talk a little football on the other side of a break. Jarrett Payton is going to join us. We'll ask him about the Lamar effect next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
How you doing?
Jarrad Payton.
I always feel smarter when I get off the phone with you guys. Appreciate it.
Former NFL running back.
And Payton will hit Pater. Touchdown Titans.
College football national champion.
Jarrad Payton, one of my favorite teammates because he knew exactly what it was to be great. And we needed guys like him where Walter Payton was his dad. He lived under that shadow. When it was his time to step up, he did.
Sports anchor for WGN.
Could you reach back and grab that Lombardi trophy?
Each player gets a replica. This is my posse. I mean, it's heavy too, you guys. I can only imagine what the big one feels like, because this one is like, I mean, if someone came in this house and I hit them with this, it is over. I'm just telling you, it is
that
over.
Jarrad,
self-defense.
He killed a guy with a Lombardi trophy. How cool is that?
Yeah, there were horses and a man on fire, and I killed a guy with a trident.
Brick, I've been meaning to talk to you about that. You should find yourself a safe house or a relative close by. Lay low for a while, because you're probably wanted for murder.
The Jarrad Payton Show today.
Jarrad Payton with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
We love to talk with our guy, JP, especially when the Bears are doing well, because that means that he's doing well. He joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. What's up, JP?
Big Lawrence, what's going on? Anybody that knows me knows that I'm like my brain is kind of like a fly in a small room, like it just always moving around. So listening to you guys come in, a couple of things I want to drop before we talk some Bears. And I'll lead into it that way. First and foremost, this NBA stuff, I can't even wrap my head around it at the moment right now, and how deep this is all going to go. It's crazy to me. I thought I was going to have an easy day at work today. Ha! Guess not.
You are not. You're going to be in the A block today, JP.
Number two, shout out to the Bulls last night for getting that dub. And for Vooch, who probably was listening to GN Sports the night before me talking all that trash about him and then dropping a double-double, I'm cool with that. I was wrong. And number three, shout out to the Fire, man. 8 years since they've been in the playoffs. They got the dub against Orlando City last night, and my Bears are on a four-game win streak. Life is good right now.
Oh, dude, that's it. All of a sudden, we as a sports town, things are looking up. And it's like, yeah. I mean, let's let ourselves feel this.
Blackhawks have been decent, too.
And let's let ourselves feel this. We deserve this-ish right here, right now. So let's, let's take it. If Lamar plays, any chance the Bears win this game?
I still think they have a chance to win this game, Speaks. I mean, just by the way, I mean, listen, he's been off for a little bit, what, week four against with that hamstring issue. And I always look at hamstring issues as, I mean, you never know. Like, you could be out for a little bit. Next thing you know, you come back in, you're trying to run. And what he's able to do with his leg speeds is different than what we haven't seen a lot of, other than, you know, some certain quarterbacks in the league, but he's on a different speed. So has he tested it to that limit? I don't know. I said something last night on GN Sports that is interesting. I don't know if people think about this, but I think what makes it hard to kind of replicate him as you're going through a game week is there's rarely anybody that plays that position on your team. And so you have to almost in some ways find someone like if you got Luther Burden to be the guy to play quarterback for you, that's fast enough, that can move and shifty and also throw. Back in our days when I was at Miami, if we played against a guy like Michael Vick, you had to have like Devin Hester play quarterback because it's hard to replicate what those guys do on the football field. And so I think game planning for him is hard. But the way that this defense has been playing and, you know, I think the combination between him and Derrick Henry, yeah, it's always going to be tough. But Dennis Allen has shown after this bye week, you guys, that he's got this defense confident, playing aggressive. You see the aggressiveness when it comes to the takeaways and just how much better they've been against the run. Yeah, it does scare me. Probably the biggest thing is mobile quarterbacks with this defense, and I think that's the hard part. But yeah, it speaks. I definitely think they got a chance to win.
What have you thought about the Bears' run game over the last couple of weeks?
Come on, Lawrence. Come on, man. You know that's all I've been preaching for and hoping for, man. I thought that was should have been the calling card of this offense from the beginning of the season. And I understand sometimes it takes a while to put together the right configuration on the offensive line and finding ways. And just the way that, you know, the preseason is structured now and how much guys are actually getting game reps to, you know, the reps they're getting in practice or these joint practices. It's hard to get, you know, guys on the same page. What they did after the bye, just to me, it made sense. Simplify things just a little bit for both offensive linemen, also with the running backs as well. Taking what they had success with after watching the film and then implementing that into the game plan and shrinking it down a little bit more. Hence the reason why we've seen so much success. And man, to see DeAndre Swift and how he's on like another gear right now. And then Kyle Manunga is coming on as well. Like this is what you want, man. This is what you want, because I've always thought it takes the pressure off of Caleb Williams. And now Caleb, you got a defense that's playing well. You got a run game that's supposed to be helping you out. Now you got to find that balance. They have to find a balance in the pass game.
And so, Jared, I mean, DeAndre Swift insists he's not playing any differently than last year. You can see him playing differently, though, can't you?
Yeah, I've been one, Spiegs, that's been very critical about him in between the tackles and not giving him enough credit, just because we know how good he is when he's in space. But he has shown that this year that, like, yo, right? Let me get between the tackles and I'm trouble. You know, it don't matter. Inside, A-gap, wherever it is. And the ability to be able to cut back, but then also get back north and south. And then the contact at the second level, if he's got to lower his shoulder. Like, that's what I love to see. And we're talking about a dude that had, you know, playing with a messed up, what, groin? Like, he's still running hard. And no, he's not practicing, but you know he's going to play. That's what you want out of your running back. But Kyle Manunga, too. This is that 1-2 balance that you're looking for that like Ben had when he was, you know, in Detroit. And I'm not trying to compare the two, but mm-hmm. just for his offense and what he likes to do, this is setting up for hopefully what the future and the rest of the season looks like as his offense really starts to open up a little bit and you have that balance with the run and the pass game.
JP, we appreciate you. Get ready because Mike is going to be like, okay, Jarrett, explain to me what's going on with the NBA. So be ready for that tonight.
I can't. I don't even know what I'm going to tell her, man. This is it's crazy. When we talk about integrity of the game and all this stuff that, you know, I was listening to you guys talk about just being swept under the rug, and now it's out in the open. And on a day like last night where we were all enjoying the NBA last night and Wimby's performance last night and Cooper Flagg's first game, like all these things to be excited about. And man, it's definitely took a turn day two today. And so I want to just see, knowing that the indictment's out there, to me, this is going to get deeper, and the NBA has a lot of explaining to do. Adam Silver has a lot of explaining to do.
100%. Jarrett, we appreciate you. Have fun tonight over at Channel 9.
Appreciate you guys, man.
That's Jarrett Payton. He joins us every couple of weeks. Someone said that they wish they had Jarrett's energy without – here it is. Rio said, I wish I had Jarrett's energy without having to take three espressos.
I don't know. Let me refill my coffee at the break and we'll discuss.
Well, I mean, doesn't Mitch, isn't his like four?
Five, six actually.
Is it six espresso shots?
Six shots over ice. I think that's the Mitch drink, I believe. Jeez. Alex, can you confirm?
I will confirm. I want to know if it's if he has more caffeine in his drink or Dan Campbell does. It's got to be close.
Ooh, you're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, Mitch doesn't bite kneecaps as much as Dan does.
You don't know that. He was asked to do a lot when he was a producer. He might have had to bite some kneecaps.
Normally what I do is I'll get two venti. I go to, you know, Starbucks. I get two venti of the pipe with two shots in them. So black eye in both. That's what I come in with. That's how I start the day. So.
When we come back, let's talk about the Bears' opponent. Because they're on some hairy high school stuff. And it's kind of sad. We'll explain next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T14.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.